You know, Tyler, if I see one more hot take about how GraphRad changes everything, I might switch to spreadsheets for inner peace.
Yeah, I mean, if GraphRag actually made unstructured enterprise data usable overnight, half the AI teams I talk to would be sleeping better. But the article actually gets at why it's complicated.
Right. The core move is, VectorRag is still what everybody ships when they need AI to answer questions from a mountain of docs. You chunk the docs, embed them, store in a VectorDB. The model grabs what's closest to your question, even if the wording's off.
Exactly. It's impressive for semantic lookups, like, what's our parental leave policy? Even if that's not the language in the doc. The system's just matching meanings.
But then you drop one of those real-world, connect-the-dots enterprise questions. Like, which products in Germany break if supplier A has a meltdown? And VectorRad just sort of waves its arms, right?
Yeah. The trick is, the answer's nowhere in one passage. Some doc tells you, supplier A makes component B. Another doc lists every product using that part. Sales records are in a third place. Vector search might surface all the pieces, but it can't connect them for you.
Like expecting your search bar to finish your business continuity plan for you.
Pretty much. You need relationship reasoning. That's the door GraphRag opens. It builds a graph, entities as nodes, relationships as edges, and lets you query along those lines. Suddenly you can trace supplier A to component B to product C to market Germany.
Yeah, but that graph doesn't build itself. Microsoft's standard pipeline uses an LLM to extract entities, group them, summarize. 3/4 of the indexing cost is just making that graph. It's not just Vector plus Sparkle. It's another layer of infrastructure.
And it gets messier. FastGraphRag tries to cut costs using vanilla NLP, but the graph's noisier, loses detail. Plus, enterprise data is a moving target. Every org change means you're chasing stale relationships. It's not one and done.
It's like the world's worst Sims game. You build all these beautiful links, and every time someone leaves or a supplier swaps in, half your relationships are out of date. Try explaining that to your audit bot.
The audit bot is crying in JSON.
But here's the honest bit. The article says, and I totally agree, GraphRag isn't the right tool every time. Recent studies found it wins on multi-hop queries, not the simple find me policy X stuff. Sometimes vector search, with a little metadata magic, is just faster and cheaper.
Right, and you see that in production. Nobody's actually throwing out VectorRag. Most teams are quietly hybridizing, routing easy lookups through Vector, pushing tricky relationship questions into graph-augmented steps. It's not a revolution. It's choose your fighter per query.
And as a product person, I love that answer isn't just add GraphRag to everything. It means teams can keep running fast with what works and bring in heavy machinery when it actually makes the difference.
The most honest line in that article is there's no one architecture that's best for every question. You're always trading off cost, freshness, completeness, complexity. VectorRag is not obsolete. GraphRag is not a magic wand. It's a toolbox thing.
Okay, Tyler. If you had to pick, would you rather debug missing graph edges or run a product where half your answers are, sorry, I couldn't find that?
I'd rather delegate both. But if I have to pick, give me the missing edges. At least then I know what's broken.
See, that is such a exploring next answer. Optimistic about being able to find the bug, not about why there's a bug in the first place.
I'm just saying, at least the graph tells you what it thinks the world looks like. Vectors just vibes and cosine scores.
Okay, we're definitely not automating the show notes with either of these yet. Unless you want every episode tagged as probably about AI.
That would actually be accurate. Depressing, but accurate.
All right, I'm calling it. If anyone finds a RAG approach that actually makes internal docs feel less like a haunted attic, let me know. Otherwise, see you next week, Tyler.